WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. You know that feeling when your mind is racing a million miles an hour and you just want to scream into a pillow? Yeah, me too. That's stress talking, folks, and trust me, we all get it. But guess what? We don't have to be its prisoners. Today, we're diving deep into how getting your body moving can actually help you tame the inner beast, that raging stress monster. Ever felt like your brain is a tangled ball of yarn, and every thought just knots itself tighter? Well, physical activity is like taking those scissors to that mess, cutting through the tension and leaving you with something resembling order. It's not just about hitting the gym, though, that can be awesome. It's about any kind of movement that gets you blood pumping. Here are 5 key things to remember when using physical activity as your stress buster. First, find what you actually enjoy. Hate running? Don't force yourself. There are a million ways to move your body, dancing like nobody's watching, taking a power walk in nature, swimming laps, even just cleaning your house with gusto. It doesn't have to be fancy, it just has to get you moving. Second, consistency is key. We're not talking marathon training here, folks. Even 10 minutes, 15 minutes of activity most days can make a huge difference. Think of it like brushing your teeth. You don't need to do it for hours, but you know you gotta do it regularly for good results. Third, pay attention to how your body feels. Sometimes you need that high-intensity workout. Other times you just need a gentle stretch or some yoga flow. Listen to your body's cues and adjust accordingly. You're not a machine. Treat yourself like the amazing human you are. Fourth, don't underestimate the power of being outdoors. Research shows that even just a little bit of time in nature can significantly reduce stress levels. So, ditch the treadmill for a hike in the park, or take your meeting outside, fresh air and sunshine do wonders. And finally, remember that physical activity isn't just about the physical benefits. It's also a mental game changer. Exercise releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects, helping you feel calmer, more focused, and even more resilient in the face of stress. Think about it. Remember the last time you went for a run or did a killer workout? You probably felt amazing afterwards, right? That's your body thanking you for taking care of it, for showing up and pushing through. That feeling, that sense of accomplishment, that's what we want to cultivate more often. Now, let me paint you a picture. Sarah is sitting at her desk, staring at a mountain of paperwork, her head pounding with deadlines and looming presentations. She's about to crack open another cup of coffee, her third, when she remembers something from our podcast. Get that body moving. So instead of reaching for the caffeine, she grabs her water bottle and heads down the stairs for a quick walk around the block. The fresh air hits her face, the sun warms her skin, and with each step, the stress knots start to loosen. She returns to her desk feeling refreshed, clear-headed, and ready to tackle that pile of paperwork like a boss. It's not magic, it's just smart. So remember, when stress starts creeping in, don't let it win. Grab your sneakers, put on some music, or find a movement that feels good. You'll be amazed at how much stronger you feel, both physically and mentally. Today's episode has been all about harnessing the power of physical activity to manage stress. The key takeaways: find what you enjoy, be consistent, listen to your body, get outdoors whenever possible, and remember that movement isn't just for your body, it's for your mind too. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite ways to move your body and beat stress? Share them in the comments below or tag us on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Daily Stoic Power so you never miss an episode packed with practical wisdom for a happier, more fulfilling life. Until next time, keep it moving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.